Joining us down the Maple Toyota Hotline here is former NFL QB, and he's doing work with The Athletic down in Minnesota. You're a big fan, MJ. You read his stuff all the time.
Yep.
Here is Sage Rosenfels. What's happening, Sage?
Not much, fellas. Always interesting. The world heats up in the NFL and Twitter and the whole thing about 2 days before free agency through about 2 days after free agency starts. And then nobody really cares about the linebacker that they signed to a $3 or $4 million deal.
Well,
so it's fun for a couple days.
We've been talking about this throughout the afternoon. The players, the current players, like Eric Weddle and Joe Thomas, who are chirping other guys in the league for their contracts on Twitter. What is up with that? Like, what's going on with these guys who are just openly going public about how they don't feel like Bradford should make that kind of money or how Sherman should have made more money?
Well, I think that players now think they, you know, have, and they do have a right to express their opinions, and that wasn't something that was, you know, as easy in the past or as open in the past. I mean, you weren't going to ask a player for the Minnesota Vikings or what are your thoughts on, you know, all the other players around the league, but, you know, the invention of Twitter has allowed players to have a voice, and some of them, the majority, say nothing and are nothing too important, and sometimes guys, you know, feel like they can express themselves. You know, a guy like Eric Weddle, who has made, I don't know what the number is, my guess is 50 to, what, $75 million or whatever, a lot of money. He sort of probably is in that position where he can say whatever he feels and whatever he wants. And you know, if a team cuts him, he's already made his money in the NFL. So I like it when guys speak out and talk about people's contracts. I could talk about the Sam Bradford, you know, what I feel is both good and bad about the Sam Bradford, his career and his signing with the Arizona Cardinals.
Seems inherently unfair to poor Sam Bradford. I mean, he's not like he's not doing his best. If people want to keep giving him money, I don't know why he wants to call him out on it.
I don't know about calling out. I think it's more of like, I mean, I think if anything, it's calling out the team. I mean, right. If you look back, I would say not since Oklahoma has a team that Sam Bradford has been on looked back and said, we got a really good return on our investment. I don't think the Vikings can say that, not even the money that they, you know, were sort of had to pay him for those 2 years. But obviously they gave up a first-rounder and a fourth-round draft pick just to acquire him from Philadelphia. So they can't be that satisfied now that they got rid of him, you know, 2 years later. The Rams couldn't have been that satisfied in their career. The Philadelphia, they got to be really happy with where they got Sam Bradford. They got one pretty good season, and then they got a first and a fourth-round draft pick and a trade. So really, since Oklahoma, you probably haven't found a team that says, you know, we absolutely, it was big time having Sam Bradford on our football team. He was a game changer for us.
And why does he keep that $20 million contract, Sage? Like, why are teams giving him that amount of money?
Because teams need a quarterback to get through the next season. And as the dominoes fall here and Kirk Cousins goes to Minnesota and Case Keenum goes to the Broncos, and it looks like Teddy and McCown are probably going to work, you know, compete there with the Jets or however that works out. Arizona's sitting there going like, well, no one came to us. And so now you start working your way down to the fourth, to the fifth, to the sixth option, and there's just not much there. Obviously, their plan has to be to – it's funny, the second they you sign Sam Bradford is the second you really start looking to replace Sam Bradford.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's just sort of the way the situation is, right? So absolutely, they have to – they have to pick somebody in the draft. He's not the long-term answer, so they can, you know, they can kick the can down the road, may end up 8-8 this year or something like that, but they're not going to get that far. He's not going to be the guy long-term, so they got to immediately start going, okay, Sam Bradford can be our sort of patchwork guy. You know, maybe he plays half the season. We have this, you know, player we drafted in the first round. We want him to sit for a half year, even a full year, and then he's our guy. They have to draft somebody in the first round or the first, you know, the first couple rounds to be the future. Sam Bradford's not the long-term answer. He's the patchwork to get him through 2018.
With Sage Rosenfels, former NFL QB and contributor for The Athletic. You mentioned Kirk Cousins. He signs a Minnesota 3-year deal, fully guaranteed. And that seems to be the bigger part of the conversation right now, the fact that he got a long-term, well, not a long-term, but more than a year, 3 years fully guaranteed. We just never see that in the NFL. Do you believe this is the beginning of a new world in the NFL when it comes to guaranteed money, or is this more of a one-off?
I think it's going to be the beginning of a new world, but also that means, to me, shorter contracts. I mean, you're not going to see 5 years and 6-year contracts that are guaranteed. You know, normally this same Sam Bradford contract would have been 5 or 6 years and maybe for a bigger number. So maybe he took a little bit, smaller year by year to have the whole thing guaranteed. Also, the quarterback position is unique. Injuries and those type of things, don't happen. Those players don't get in. His back won't go out, his knee won't go out generally, and they can play for the next 3 years. So my guess is this worked for both sides. I think Minnesota has a window here where they feel like they've got a lot of good football players who are between about year two and year eight on this roster. A lot of guys in their prime, and they're not going to be there forever. They had a lot of really good hits in the draft with first and second rounders over the course of the last about 5 years. And so they have this window. Will the window be there in 4 years? I don't know, but definitely in the next two or three it'll be there. And they want to have the best quarterback available to make that run, and Kirk Cousins was the best quarterback that was available, and they paid a pretty interesting, pretty good salary for him. And it was interesting that it was all guaranteed, but also it's a shorter year deal. Usually the top quarterback comes out and they get a 5 or 6 year deal.
Sage, how come the quarterbacks, the best quarterbacks that could command a 6 year fully guaranteed deal? Why doesn't Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady or one of the big guys say, I want the full thing fully guaranteed because I can ask for it? How come we haven't seen it go longer for some of the best players in the game?
Well, we shall see. I mean, Aaron Rodgers he's coming up on an extension. Yep. There's been a lot of talk in this camp right now. So, if anyone's going to test it, it's a guy who everyone probably feels like is the best player in the league who can command the most, whether it's total salary or guaranteed salary. So we will see how he, does his contract. Teams don't want to, I think, in the 6 years out going, we're definitely going to have to be married to this guy because you just never know what's going to happen.
Yeah, teams don't want
Aaron Rodgers.
But the players want it.
the players would love to have it, but teams don't like that risk. There's some injury issues and risk, and a different general manager might be there in 5 years, probably a different coach in 5 years. Mm-hmm. So I do see players wanting more guaranteed. More of their contracts fully guaranteed, but my guess is they're going to have to then cut back and go, okay, I'll just do 2 and 3 year, contracts, maybe up to 4 at some point. I just don't see teams wanting to go 5 or 6 out. It makes sense. I mean, it makes great sense for Kirk Cousins. He just went to one of the best teams in the league, who won 13 regular season games last year, one of the best defenses in the league, a much improved offensive line, a solid running game, some threats at the receiver position, a threat at the tight end position. And in 3 years, he's going to be a free agent. My guess is they'll probably win, between 10 and 12 games for the most part of the next 3 years, you would think. That's pretty good if you're a quarterback coming to free agency after three, good quality winning seasons.
Well, he's going to get at least $20 million if Sam Bradford can.
Yeah, no kidding. That's guaranteed. That guaranteed. Right? He could be awful for the next 3 years. Another 20 sheets is waiting for him. It's a lock. Thank you for doing this, Sage. Really appreciate it.
All right, guys. Thanks for having me on again.
There's Sage Rosenfels, former NFL quarterback, joining us here on the Maple Toyota Hotline. Maple Toyota takes away the fears of buying a pre-owned vehicle by sharing service history, lien history, and accident history. Visit mapletoyota.ca. It really comes down to the importance of the position. I mean,
of course,
you need
your leverage and all those different things. But yeah. I also wonder, I don't know what a football locker room is like.
Right.
Would there be any kind of backlash because you get a guaranteed deal, and me, who clearly is putting my body more on the line? Now, we understand quarterbacks are more important,
right?
And you can't win without them. But, if that middle linebacker is like, you gave that guy $86 million guaranteed. Meanwhile, I can't get it for myself, and I am so much more at risk in my health. I wonder what that would do to the locker room.
I think there's more self-awareness. I think when you're in the sport of football, the quarterback,
It's such a different beast.
Absolutely. It's the Hollywood story, but it's really personified throughout the NFL. Like, the quarterback is the superstar. He's the superstar. He's the face. He's everything.
He's just different.
He's been treated differently since they were 8 years old. Right. I think they all understand that.
It is, but I think there is, to your point, MJ, a level of animosity where you're like, okay, can't touch the golden boy, and now he's got a guaranteed contract. Meanwhile, did you see Brady chug a beer? Was that?
I was on Colbert last night.
Yeah, that was awesome.
He crushed that beer.
Like, that is,
there's nothing that guy can't do.
This guy is a god.
But like,
crazy.
That's part of his TB program, the TB12 program.
Well, that's what I mean.
Like, yeah, maybe.
People were saying, it's apple cider because he doesn't even eat tomatoes. Like, and now he's going to crush. He looked like he knew exactly what he was doing.
Well, if you see the clip on Colbert, I think it debuts tonight, maybe, or maybe it was last night, but I saw that they sent the preview out. And he's talking about it before, and he's like, back in my day when I used to drink, like, because he doesn't drink or do anything anymore. But he's like, yeah, I was a pretty good beer chugger. You could tell this guy used to just put on a clinic, like at Michigan.
You didn't get that that combine body at Michigan.
Yeah, exactly.
Sculpting it in the gym only.
He wasn't drinking only water and, you know.
Man, I was watching that today. And then there was one of his former teammates came out. I don't know if you saw his long Twitter rant.
No.
It was like, I beat him in a chugging contest when we got snowed in Buffalo.
I've heard that story before.
Really?
Yes, and Tom wouldn't let it go because he had to win. He's like, again.
He walked again. In and like everyone was chanting and like walked right up to the table and chugged a beer. And
he's a classic example of being completely different when the cameras are off.
Oh, for sure.
Like, you know, Brady's one of the boys. They all love him. You know, he's treated differently probably today than he would have been 10 or 15 years ago. Right. He's 40 or 41. He's playing with 23 and 24-year-olds.
Imagine a 26-year-old Brady.
You know that this guy used to get after it, party.
Back up.
Yeah, for sure.
Behind Drew Bledsoe, just chilling.
Yeah, you know that he wasn't this kind of nerdy, hey, let's talk about all the right things and say the right things.
Let's have some avocado ice cream.
That wasn't happening. No way.